This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Mark Turney from the Umpqua National Forest with us. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're getting through it today. Sunshine is out. That's a good sign, at least for the day. Now, I know, obviously, the Forest Service, like a lot of other agencies and the private sector as well, making a lot of changes because of the COVID-19 situation. But in the midst of all of that, some information you wanted to share today about the issuance of personal firewood permits, how that's going to be working starting today.
Yeah, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with everyone. Yeah, so today, beginning today, customers wishing to cut personal use firewood will be able to get up to 2 cords per month for free. They simply need to send in an email to the Forest Service and request that they get their permit, and it will be either emailed to them or mailed to them if they don't have email.
Now, are you normally starting this out around this time and just doing it differently, or is it unusual to be putting out the permits at this point in the year?
Well, putting out a free permit is something unusual for us, but we felt that it was so important for us to support our communities in any way we possibly can, that we felt that this was the right thing to do right now.
And obviously, for some people who are idle based on their jobs, they've got some additional time. So maybe this is an activity that can get them out of the house and take care of sort of two things at once.
Absolutely. Also, you know, we realized that there are a lot of people that utilize firewood to heat their homes throughout the year. And if we can help in any way to get people through this incredible time in our history, we're there to support our community 1,000%.
Now, what areas are we talking about here that the firewood cutting permits are being issued for?
Well, when somebody requests a permit, they will be getting a map that outlines the specific areas. But right now we're looking at places in Cottage Grove, places in Tiller and North Umpqua. Right now we don't have anything in Diamond Lake simply because of the snowpack. But once that lightens up a little bit, we'll have spots available in Diamond Lake also.
And so the maps would then be sent via email or via regular mail with the permits then?
That is correct, yes.
And are those maps something that people can access on a website at all, or are they available that way?
We're working on trying to get that up. There's some questions about how we're going to do that, but yes, quite possibly we'll put those on.
So, again, that begins today, and doing that for free right now with the Umpqua National Forest, the Forest Service. Any idea how long you're going to be offering these free?
Well, into the foreseeable future, for sure. We want to get this out there. We want to try and, support our community. It's important to us. We're members of the community also.
And the Forest Service, as you guys are working, men and women working sort of shuttered, I suppose, either remotely or at least in offices that aren't open to the public right now. How's that going?
Well, it's certainly a challenge. There's no question about that. About a week and a half ago, we decided that for the safety of both the public and our workforce, to close our offices and go to appointments only. And we're conducting business as much as usual, either from our homes by teleworking or by having people in the office, but maintaining that good social distancing and, keeping each other healthy and well.
Well, it's certainly an interesting time for folks to try to do that. Now, have you been working mostly from your home?
Yes, I have. I've got my little office in the basement, and I've been here for about 2.5 weeks now.
Wow, it's got to be very different when you're used to being around a lot of coworkers.
It is, but I'll tell you what, you know, we have this amazing program on our machine that's available to anybody. I won't mention the name simply because I can't support it officially, but it allows us to do video chats. It allows us to hold virtual meetings on it. It's kind of been a lifesaver for all of us. It allows us enough contact that we don't feel quite so isolated.
Interesting. Well, again, starting today, free firewood permits being issued for Cottage Grove, North Umpqua, and Tiller Ranger districts. And we've got the email address that folks can use to contact the agency up posted with this story at 541radio.com. Mark, anything else you wanted to share with folks this morning?
I just want to say to people, you know, we're all in this together, every single one of us. And, you know, thank you, everybody, for supporting us and allowing you and allowing us to help support you. These are incredibly troubling times and unprecedented. And, you know, the only way to get through this is together.
All right, Mark Turney of the Umpqua National Forest on our morning conversation today. It is 8:40, and this is News Radio 1240 KQEN.